Sitting meditation. Becoming aware of the body in sitting. Aware of your posture. The contact between your buttocks and the chair or cushion. Sensing the feet or legs and the contact with the floor or the chair. Moving to the upper body and becoming aware of the sitting upright. Noticing if you are sitting upright and straight. Having a comfortable position, but also one that signifies some dignity and alertness. Relax your face. Your eyes and the area around your eyes. Relax the back of your neck. Soften your shoulders. Relax your abdomen. And see that you don't keep any tension or constrictions in your body. Move your awareness from your body in sitting to the breathing and to that part of the body where you sense your breath physically most clearly. Staying with the in-breath and the out-breath. Just being with the sensations of breathing. And because it's quite normal that the mind wanders away from the breath, you might notice that you are not with the breath at some points. You may be aware of sounds or emotions or thoughts. And when you notice, gently acknowledge that the mind is drifting away and then softly and clearly, without pushing or forcing, escort your attention back to the physical sensations of breathing. Being aware as you breathe in that you are breathing in. And as you breathe out, sensing the sensations of breathing out. And again, you may observe that the mind is drifted off. And that's fine. It's a moment of mindful practice. Simply acknowledge that and then again, gently and softly, bring the attention back to the awareness of breathing. You may notice that your breath is long or short, deep or shallow, and without judging that one is better than the other, just becoming aware of different qualities of the breath. Almost as a scientist studying and observing. And move your awareness from the breathing to the whole body. From the top of your head to the toes. From shoulder to shoulder. And from hip to hip. The whole length and depth. Your whole body sitting here at this time. And awareness of the space around the body, if possible. Expand now your awareness from the body to the hearing, to the auditory field. To the capacity to hear sounds that might be inside or even in your body, or maybe even outside. And here we practice allowing the sounds to come to us. We don't seek them, we simply receive them. Imagining that you are a microphone in the middle of the room, simply hearing the sounds. Microphones don't make judgments. They don't choose. They simply receive whatever sound waves come in their direction. Let's allow you to open to what is here and now about the sounds. See if you can be aware also of the silence, the space between the sounds. Not knowing when the new sound will arise, how short or long it will be. Just listening. And you may notice that you drifted away from hearing, and when you notice, gently but firmly return your awareness to hearing. Open again to receiving sounds. Direct now the awareness to the process of thinking, to noticing your thoughts. You might be aware when a thought arises, and that can be a moment of recognition, then that's a thought. Thoughts may come one after another, might be space in between. Imagining that you are in front of a white big screen and thoughts are passing by. Or imagining the blue sky and thoughts being clouds coming and going. And the practice here is not to get involved in the story of the thoughts. We don't go into the content of thoughts, but observing the thoughts that are occurring, gently holding a bit of distance without forcing ourselves, just as best as you can. Observing the arising, the presence, and the dissolving of the thought. Noticing that thoughts are simply mental events. And if you don't engage with the story of the thought, it tends to disappear. Allow the process of thinking to recede in the background and become aware if any emotions, perhaps soft moods, are present in this moment. Again, we don't go to search for any particular emotions or feelings. And also, we don't produce any. We simply hold a gentle curiosity for whatever feelings or emotions are present in the body in this moment. You may notice that you might want to give a name or to label a feeling or to go deeply into an emotion. And that's a moment when you can take a backward step and simply observe. Simply notice. Aware of any emotions, pleasant or unpleasant. And again, if you drift away, return your awareness to the feelings and emotions. And begin now to expand your awareness to the whole field of the present moment. From moment to moment. Now we don't focus on any particular object of awareness like we did before. We simply open to the present moment and noticing when we become aware of something present, whatever it might be. We are not looking for anything to happen. We might notice when we become aware of a sound or the pressure on a chair or other body sensations, maybe a thought or an emotion. Just being with the arising and receding of phenomena from moment to moment. In open awareness, we practice allowing ourselves to simply be and noticing when things arise and noticing how they come and go. This quality of impermanence, different intensity, different lengths of time, and yet all things come and go. You don't have to do anything in particular. Simply notice how all these mental events are passing by. Keeping a sense of open curiosity, and remembering to take a backward step and just noticing and observe. Staying in open awareness. And now bring back the attention on the breath. Again, beginning to sense the movement of the body as the breath flows in and out. Sensing the breath on the whole body. Resting the awareness on the breathing. Breathing in and out. And let's bring this practice to an end.